Family dramatic comedies, or com-drams, seem to be the genre du jour in theaters lately. From the Sundance 2014 features Wish I Was Here to this weekend's release of The Skeleton Twins, filmmakers are showcasing the funny side of dysfunctional families. This Is Where I Leave You offers a humorous and poignant look at unique family dynamics. Based on the 2009 bestseller of the same name by Jonathan Tropper, the film focuses on the Altmans, a suburban New York family of four adult siblings and their progressive mother. The patriarch of the family has died suddenly, but not unexpectedly, and the Altman siblings make the trek from both near and far back to their hometown for the funeral. The timing couldn't be worse for the eldest son, Judd, played by Jason Bateman. Judd's marriage is imploding as he discovers his wife sleeping with his boss. He has just walked away from both his marriage and his successful career in radio when he gets a call from his sister Wendy, played by Tina Fey, that their father has passed. Judd rushes home in time for the funeral, where he reconnects with Wendy, his mother Hillary, played by Jane Fonda, and younger brothers Paul, played by Corey Stoll, and Philip, played by Adam Driver. Not a surprise is the tension that arises with the Altman reunion. All the siblings are dealing with adversity of some sort. In addition to Judge's marriage breakdown, Hillary's a sudden widow, Wendy is drinking a little too much, Paul and his wife are in the throes of infertility, and Philip, the baby of the family, hasn't quite grown up. While not entirely active in their Jewish faith, after the funeral, Hillary announces to the family that their father's last dying wish is that they sit Shiva, as she proceeds to ground them at home for the customary 7-day mourning period. Awkwardly taking their seats in the traditional low-to-the-ground row of chairs, the Altman siblings are forced to face their adversities and each other, literally. Director Sean Levy, a veteran of many big-screen comedies, including Tina Fey's Date Night, successfully draws great comedic performances from the ensemble cast. Author Jonathan Tropper also penned the film's screenplay, which stays fairly true to his novel and weaves humor in and out of some pretty heavy family drama. Running 1 hour and 43 minutes and rated R for language, sexual content, and some drug use, I couldn't help but laugh throughout the film, and finding humor in family dynamics is something we all can relate to. This is Linda Jager with the KPCW Friday Film Review, sponsored by the Utah Film Center.